This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. International demands for a full accounting from Saudi Arabia over the disappearance and possible murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has prompted Riyadh to lash back at what it called threats of severe punishment. It warned such action would receive a greater reaction, adding the oil-producing giant has an influential and vital role in the global economy. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told Fox News Sunday President Donald Trump wants a prompt, open, and transparent investigation, calling the case of Khashoggi entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul a tragedy, but knows nothing definitive.
We don't know yet. Allegations are being made, but we've withheld our views. The administration will be carefully monitoring it. This week, I think the president wants a very prompt resolution of what exactly happened.
He said Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin still plans to attend a meeting in Saudi Arabia on terror financing, but that could change. Senator Marco Rubio urged the Saudis to be forthcoming about Khashoggi's fate.
What I do think is shocking is if, in fact, he was lured into a diplomatic facility, murdered, his body chopped up, and that they sent a group of people down there to carry this out, that would be an outrage. It would be an atrocity, and there would be a swift response, certainly from Congress.
Saudi King Salman discussed bilateral ties with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in a phone call Sunday. Reuters, citing Congolese migrants and officials, reports dozens of people have been killed this month in Angola for illegal mining. This Congolese man said he came from Lukapa and is leaving empty-handed because of the violence. Soldiers and people chased us, he said, burned our houses and took everything. Angola denies any killings or rights abuses have taken place. As many as 100,000 illegal Congolese may have been targeted. This is VOA News. In Syria, it's unclear if jihadists have left a buffer zone created in northwest Idlib province to separate rebels from pro-government forces. The Russian-Turkish deal is aimed at averting an all-out government assault on the last major rebel stronghold in Syria. Meanwhile, the border crossing between Syria and Jordan is officially reopening Monday after being closed 3 years. Russian-backed Syrian forces retook the border region in July. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened very painful blows against Hamas if it doesn't halt protests along the Israel-Gaza border. He said Israel is close to a different kind of activity after months of nearly weekly protests that have killed dozens of Palestinians. The Prime Minister was also asked about the case of an American student, Lara Agassim, barred from Israel under a law targeting pro-Palestinian protesters.
But every country and every democracy and many democracies have special arrangements where they decide who to let in and who not to let in. If you come in and you're virulently against America and you try to come into the United States, there's a good chance you won't be let in.
Agassim, seeking to pursue studies at Hebrew University, has been in detention, fighting deportation since October 2nd, as she appeals her case to the Supreme Court. In Yemen, at least 15 civilians were killed in an attack on a minibus near the embattled port city Hodeidah that the Houthi rebels blamed on a Saudi-led airstrike. Saturday's attack is believed to have wounded another 20 people. Civilians fleeing the fighting for Hodeidah face malnutrition. Many are admitted to a hospital in Aden where Dr. Ada Hussein works.
I have found here they are suspected for sepsis and more likely to die. These patients are more likely to die. She's 10.1 kg. She must be 15. You can't imagine this is the measurement of 2 years.
She refers to an 8-year-old girl who is half the weight she should be, the result of not having enough to eat for 2 years. The German Christian Social Union suffered a major setback in election Sunday in Bavaria, a state it has dominated for decades, with exit polls showing a sharp decline in support, requiring a coalition government.
Es ist kein schöner Tag für uns als Christen.
German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer said Sunday was not a good day for his party and coalition at federal level. The left-of-center Greens came in second, followed by the rightist Alternative for Germany. Somalia Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of one of the Horn of Africa country's worst attacks ever, a truck bombing in the heart of Mogadishu in which more than 500 died. One of the planners of that attack, Hassan Adan Isaac, was executed Sunday. Pope Francis Sunday made saints of two church figures, murdered Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero, killed at the hands of a death squad in 1980, and Pope Paul VI, who presided over the Second Vatican Council. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.